Hi there, I'm Kate McClellan, and I've been a professional wedding planner for over 20 years now. I started Planning Collective when I noticed that though most couples are super excited about getting engaged, they quickly feel overwhelmed and intimidated by the actual process of planning their weddings. If left unchecked, this can lead to massive burnout and the urge to scrap all your plans and just elope. While this is totally normal, you don't have to sacrifice your sanity for your dream wedding. In the Wedding Planning Collective podcast, I'm going to share the processes, tips, and tools that all engaged couples like you need to feel confident, supported, and excited about your wedding plans again. Let's get started. Hey there, before we get to the episode, I have a quick question for you. Have you been unsuccessfully trying to shake that feeling that you're forgetting something when it comes to your wedding? You've got the Knot app and you've downloaded countless other planning checklists, but you just can't get rid of that sneaking suspicion that there's something you don't know yet. It's a very common feeling when it comes to wedding planning. So much so that I decided to put together a free resource to help get rid of what I call FOWO, the fear of wedding oversight. Yes, it does include that 12-month task checklist, but that's just the start. In addition to the ultimate wedding planning checklist, my new Don't Forget list also includes a wedding vendor checklist, your shopping list, a packing list for the wedding weekend, and a complete wedding item setup list to make sure that you are truly not forgetting anything when it comes to your wedding. And you heard me right. This list is free for you to grab right now. Just head over to planningcollective.com/forgetting, and it's all yours. That's planningcollective.com/FORGETTING, and let's get rid of that FOWO together. All right, let's get on to the episode. Hey guys, Kate here. Welcome back to another episode of the Wedding Planning Collective podcast. ChatGPT and other AI tools have been changing how the world works over the last few years, and the wedding industry is no different. I've certainly been taking advantage of using software to help streamline certain processes, especially when it comes to this podcast. But like many things, it's important to recognize that though these tools can really help save you so much time, there are definitely limitations to what can realistically be done, right? I mean, we've all seen those AI images gone wrong. I swear I could waste hours scrolling through those and Pinterest fails. I think the failed hedgehog cake is probably my absolute favorite. I will cry laughing at that every time I see it. But you don't want your wedding to turn into an AI experience gone wrong or a Pinterest fail, right? So how do you realistically use these tools to help you with your wedding planning without it becoming an embarrassing meme? In today's episode, I'm going to walk you through the five best things that I think you should use ChatGPT for while you're planning your wedding, as well as three things I think you should steer clear from in regards to ChatGPT. To get things started, I thought it would only be appropriate to ask ChatGPT its thoughts on this. In the prompts, I said, I have a podcast that helps couples plan their weddings. I'm working on an episode using ChatGPT to plan your wedding. Please provide me with 10 of the best things to use ChatGPT or AI for with regards to wedding planning, and 10 of the worst things to use ChatGPT or AI tools for with wedding planning. Let's start with the top 10 things to use ChatGPT or AI for in regards to wedding planning, according to ChatGPT. Number one, creating timelines. Number two, writing personalized vows. Number three, drafting speeches for family or friends. Four, finding wedding theme inspiration. Number five, budget breakdown suggestions. Number six, crafting invitation wording. Number seven, vendor research assistance. Number eight, creating thank you notes. Number nine, bachelor and bachelorette party ideas. And number 10, finding trending hashtags or captions for wedding social media. Okay, so if that's the pro list, which I'm going to break down in just a little bit, let's talk about the 10 worst things to use ChatGPT for in regards to planning your wedding, again, according to ChatGPT. Number one, choosing your wedding dress. Number two, interpreting your venue contracts. Number three, selecting your wedding venue. Number four, making final vendor decisions. Number five, planning complex logistics. Number six, handling emotional discussions. Number 7, designing custom wedding attire. Number 8, reading the room during the events. Number 9, creating authentic connections with vendors. And number 10, navigating cultural or religious nuances. So again, these were the lists that I got directly from ChatGPT. And while there are a couple on each side that I strongly disagree with, which we'll get to in a minute, generally speaking, I don't think it's that far off. Let's start off by talking about the things I agree are a great use of ChatGPT, and then we'll test a few of the other prompts and see what we get. A quick note before we get too far into it, you can find the list of these prompts over at planningcollective.com/weddingchatGPT. I'll list everything we talk about in that post. Here are some things that I do recommend you use ChatGPT for while you are planning your wedding. The first up is helping with wording and phrasing. So for those that struggle with finding the right words, myself included, ChatGPT can really be a lifesaver. When it comes to wedding planning, this could mean helping you write your wedding website, your invitations, speeches, signage, and yes, even your wedding ceremony script and vows. It might sound a bit impersonal, but so many people get absolute writer's block when they sit down to do these kinds of things. I'm certainly not saying that you only use what ChatGPT gives you to write your vows, but it can really be a great starting point, and at the very least, it can help you create an outline that you can then make your own. When it comes to writing any kind of copy for your wedding, here are some prompts that I recommend you use to help with writing the different components of your wedding details. Number 1, we're planning a non-denominational wedding ceremony, and our friend is going to be the officiant. Please help us script a 10 to 15 minute wedding ceremony, including 1 to 2 readings that can be religious or non-religious that we'll have our family do. Please also make sure to share any other suggestions that might help this be an entertaining and personal wedding ceremony. Prompt number 2, I need inspiration for wedding vows. Can you help me brainstorm some ideas for personalized vows based on our love for adventure and travel? Prompt number 3, I need help writing a fun and engaging how we met story for our wedding website. Can you help? Number 4, can you suggest some invitation wording for a semi-formal beachside wedding? And number 5, can you help me write a speech to thank our families at our rehearsal dinner? What information do you need to help me write this? Now, of course, just like anything with ChatGPT, you can fully customize this based on your details. You can also take the initial response that you get and ask it more specific questions. So if we're talking about this last one, writing a speech to thank our families at our rehearsal dinner, what information do you need to help with this? So you'll likely get a response back that probably doesn't sound much like you. Maybe it's too dry, maybe it's not dry enough. So you can then ask ChatGPT to say, this sounds like a great outline. Can you please add some humor to it? Can you be a little bit more sarcastic? Can you add a few more paragraphs? Use this prompt as a starting point, and then you can continue to get more and more detailed as you go through. Number 2. Finding wedding and honeymoon inspiration. If you're in the beginning stages of planning, everything can feel so overwhelming. For some, browsing Pinterest and other image forward or image based sites can really help you with deciding on what style wedding or honeymoon you want. But for others, these visual platforms aren't helpful at all. And this is where ChatGPT can really come in handy. You can use these prompts to help get some ideas rolling. Number 1, what are some trending wedding color palettes for 2025 weddings? Number 2, what are some creative ideas for a rustic wedding theme, including decor and venue suggestions? Number 3, I want to plan a bachelorette weekend in fill in the blank city, focusing on activities like wine tasting and spa days. Can you help me build an itinerary? Number 4, our wedding is in late October and we're looking for suggestions for a beach honeymoon. Can you recommend 5 locations within a 4-hour flight of Miami that average 80 plus degrees in late October? And number 5, we have a mixed cultural wedding. Can you suggest ideas on how to incorporate traditions from both culture 1 and culture 2 in a respectful and cohesive way? The third category I recommend using ChatGPT for is your budget and checklist. Now, you're going to see the budget on both sides of the use and don't use categories. And let me explain. Just like your vows or your ceremony script, I think ChatGPT can get you started with your budget and planning checklist. It can be really helpful. But similar to the vows, it's really important that you use it as a starting point and not rely on it 100% for these things. You can use these prompts to get things started, and we'll talk about the downside of this category in just a minute. Number one, help me create a wedding budget for fill in your guest count with a total budget of fill in your budget. Number two, we're getting married in 10 months. Again, fill in your number of months. Please create a checklist broken down by month of our planning tasks. Number three, how should we divide our wedding budget of fill in the blank between the most important expenses? Number four, what are some ways we can save on our wedding costs? And number five, how can we create a wedding budget document to keep track of all of our expenses? Now, when I asked ChatGPT for the list of things to use ChatGPT for while planning a wedding, one of the things it said was finding your vendors. Now, I don't agree that ChatGPT is a good tool to use for actually finding your venue or vendors. More on that in a little bit. But I do think it can be really helpful to create a list of questions that you want to ask potential venues or vendors that you're initially chatting with. Here are some prompts that you can use in these situations. Number one, what questions should we be asking while touring potential wedding venues? Number two, what should we look for when choosing a luxury wedding venue in Italy? Fill in your blanks, of course. Number three, how can we find the best wedding photographer for our wedding? And what should we be looking for? Number four, what are some questions we can ask potential caterers? And number five, can you suggest some questions I should ask my photographer before signing a contract? Our fifth category for what you can use ChatGPT for while planning your wedding is probably my most favorite, and that is using it for hashtags and other general brainstorming ideas. This is where I think ChatGPT can really be a game changer when it comes to wedding planning. There are so many little ways that you can make your wedding personal, but with all the options and ideas, it can sometimes feel more overwhelming to think of these smaller details. And when you become overwhelmed, that's when you get the writer's block, right? Like, you know that there's some great ways to customize things or really cute sayings to put on some signage, but you may be drawing an absolute blank on what you want to do. So let's talk about some prompts that you can use to help personalize or customize your wedding day. Number one, can you help us put together a music list for the reception? We love Taylor Swift, 90s music, and absolutely do not want any line dances. Number two, please give me 10 signature drink suggestions using champagne as the base alcohol. Please provide a few fun and punny names for each, and if you can incorporate our dog Maisie, if possible, that would be great. Number three, what are some creative ways to have an eco-friendly wedding? Number four, what are some fun alternatives to the traditional guest book for guests to leave their well wishes? And number five, what are some possible wedding hashtags we can use for our wedding? My last name is blank and my fiance's is blank. Of course, with all of these, it is truly endless the number of prompts you can go through, but try to be creative, or at the very least, use this to help be creative if you find yourself at an absolute blank. Okay, more important than talking about what you can use ChatGPT for your wedding, I want to talk about what I don't recommend you use ChatGPT for while you're planning your wedding. So now that we've gone over some of the best uses, let's talk about some of the things that I'll say you should be cautious about when it comes to wedding planning on ChatGPT. Your wedding day timeline or itinerary. And this one's probably going to need a little explaining because I see creating your wedding timeline on just about every list or conversation about using ChatGPT and wedding planning. I get so nervous every time I see someone say that they use ChatGPT for their wedding day timeline. Now, just like we talked about with your vows and the other details, you can certainly use ChatGPT to get things started with your timeline. But the reason why this makes me so nervous is that having an accurate timeline is truly going to make or break your wedding day experience. I don't mean to sound overly dramatic, but I've been in the industry for a long time, and let me promise you that you want to have an accurate timeline. There are simply too many variables that could come into play with your timeline that even the best prompts can't predict. Even after 20 years and over 400 weddings, it's next to impossible for me to put together an accurate wedding day timeline without being able to have a conversation with not just the couple, but with all the vendors as well. In fact, I think that the wedding day timeline is so important, I have a monthly timeline review session as a part of the Planning Collective membership. Before each session, I send out a list of questions that the couple will need to have answers to regarding their wedding day, so we can properly build out their timeline. Some of these questions include the obvious ones, like your ceremony and reception start and end times, how many people will be having hair and makeup done, how far are the various locations from each other? Of course, how many different locations there are? Will you be doing the first look? How about family photos? How many will be doing toasts? And when will you have the toasts, formal dances, and cutting the cake? We also review the pros and cons of the different options for each one of these things happening at various times during the reception. And how many hours do you have each of your vendors for? Again, not trying to sound dramatic, but missing something in your timeline or not accurately accounting for how long things can take will have a snowball effect on the day. We've all heard the horror stories of a bride that's over an hour late for her own ceremony, and it always starts with a timeline that's not realistic. And I certainly do not want that to happen to you. Most of the prompts I've seen for timeline creation in ChatGPT simply say something like, "Can you help me create a detailed wedding timeline for a 4 p.m. ceremony and 11 p.m. reception end time?" Let's actually take a look at what that gives us when we put that into ChatGPT. Okay, I'm recording this a couple of days later because trying to do this in an incognito window didn't necessarily work my first go around, but I wanted to make sure to show this test in an incognito window because my ChatGPT is obviously already filled with a bunch of wedding-related content. So I wanted to take the prompt that we were talking about in the episode about the timeline, and I'm going to use this to say, to plug into ChatGPT, can you help me create a detailed wedding day timeline for a 4 p.m. ceremony and an 11 p.m. reception end time? So let's give it a couple of seconds and see what it pulls up. Again, I always recommend you start with a bunch of those questions that we talked about previously. If you have those answers already, you can also include those in your prompt to ChatGPT, and it will obviously give you a more specific response. But I wanted to give just a little bit of a preview of why I get nervous when I see people making their timelines just based off of ChatGPT. So again, while ChatGPT might give you a good outline or something to start with, here are some of the things that you definitely want to pay attention to. So 8 to 10 a.m. hair and makeup, of course, you're going to need to talk to your stylist, find out how many are having hair and makeup done, when do you need to be done by. If you're doing the first look at 11, you're definitely going to need more time than that to be ready, but it gives you kind of, again, a starting point. Family photos and all of that likely are not happening 4 hours, 3.5, 4 hours before the ceremony. So to me, this is getting you done by noon for photos when the ceremony isn't even until 4. Not necessarily an issue, especially if you're going out and taking photos at other locations. But if everything's in one spot, you're going to do a lot of sitting around after hair and makeup is done. Definitely want you to schedule in lunch here, but you're probably not going to need a full hour for your lunch break. However, you do want to add in some buffer time throughout. So it's okay, but light and easy is not an hour-long full break. Your guests are also not arriving 2 hours prior to the ceremony. You're not starting background music 2 hours before the ceremony. So again, like there are some things that are okay about this, but realistically, if I were to follow this timeline on a wedding day, we would be rushing and rushing and rushing to get you ready first thing in the morning. And then a lot of sitting around. Plus, if you have your photographer for only a limited amount of time, if they're showing up at 10 o'clock to get photos done, you're going to end up paying a bunch of overtime to make sure that they can make it through the dinner toasts and the special dances and everything at the end of the event. So, you know, and again, this is a first go. This was simply just using these two times, the 4 p.m. ceremony, 11 p.m. end time. So we didn't give ChatGPT all that much information, but it's a good example of why you need to be really cautious, because this is a 10-hour photo session and, you know, it's going to be a lot of downtime. It's going to be a lot of downtime and it's not very realistic. Just taking a flip through here to see what the reception end is showing. Definitely don't do speeches throughout the meal. Absolutely not. You're going to get a lot of distracted speeches. Your photo and video team will need to take a dinner break anyway. First dance immediately. No, don't do that. Don't do that. I don't know why speeches are taking a full hour here. So again, using these prompts can give you something that you can start with, but make sure that you review your timeline with your full vendor team so they can help you make sure that it is realistic. And if you'd like to attend one of our timeline review sessions, you can find more information on that at planningcollective.com/membership. All right, number two, budget. Yes, I am recommending and not recommending that you use ChatGPT for your budget, all in the same podcast episode. I do think you can get a basic structure of your wedding budget together with ChatGPT. Let's take a quick look at a real example. So I plugged in as a prompt, I'm engaged in planning a wedding and need help creating my budget. We have $30,000 set aside for the wedding. Can you please break this down for me in detailed categories? Again, this is an incognito window because my ChatGPT that I use and log into has a lot of budgeting information. So for this and the timeline example we just did, it's incognito, so it's not pulling from any of that. Okay, let's see what it gives us. Okay, so this is pretty good. You know, as far as venue and catering, 40 to 50% of your overall budget. If we're doing photo combined with video, 15% is about on par. So as far as breaking this down, this isn't bad. You know, this isn't awful. I'm not seeing anything that is too off the mark. However, this is also pretty much exactly what you can get from The Knot, from Wedding Wire, from any of the sites that give you like the generic breakdowns. So again, this is a good starting point, and I do like the tip that it looks, let me read it here, identify which categories are most important. Absolutely. So this is the huge piece that ChatGPT can't do for you. You know, do you want a cake? Do you want other dessert? Is the cake super important? You need to adjust it and make the specific for your priorities for your wedding. So go back to one of the other podcast episodes where we talk specifically about wedding priorities and your budget, and you're going to see where the customization of this really fits in. If you're, again, looking at this break, now I'm going to see more, more things that are detailed. If you're paying $5,000 for a venue, you're likely going to be spending more than $7,000 for catering. So those are the kind of things that ChatGPT can help you with, you know? And again, is $30,000 a realistic budget for you? Is it way over what you're looking to spend? Is it way less than what you're looking to spend? So you need to have that big picture budget before you get into ChatGPT. But again, this isn't bad. I don't think this is any better or worse than what you're going to see on The Knot or Zola. So again, it can't hurt to do this kind of search or research with your budget on ChatGPT, but make sure that it's not the only tool that you're using in regards to your budget. And finally, finding your vendors. Now, when I first started putting this list together, I really thought that finding potential vendors would be in the plus column for ChatGPT until I tested it out. Now, I modified this prompt that I found on another site that recommends using ChatGPT to help find your vendors. And so I thought it would be a good opportunity for us to take a look and see what it gives me. So I modified this prompt that I found on another site that was recommending using ChatGPT to find your vendors. I wanted to make sure that I was able to see if these are vendors that have good ratings or that I'm familiar with. So I modified it to be local to where I'm at. And I said, I am planning a wedding in Royal Oak, Michigan, and I'm looking to hire a local wedding planner and photographer. Please recommend 10 businesses for each category that are local and have at least 4+ star ratings on the Knot and Wedding Wire. And let's see what we get. Okay. Again, I am doing this in an incognito window, so it's not going to be influenced by past searches that I've done in ChatGPT. And I have tested this before. Like I said, I had some issues with recording this in the past, so I kind of knew what I was going to see. But as I'm looking at these, I don't recognize any of these names. Now, I'm not trying to be offended or bitter that I'm not seeing either Purple Clover Events or Planning Collective here in this list of wedding planners. But the only thing that sounds remotely familiar here is the Henry Ford. But it's a venue, you know. So, I'm not sure. Again, maybe these are local planners that I'm just not familiar with. We'll get to that in just a second, but let's flip through photographers. Now I am seeing a name, Sarah Kosich. She is a fantastic photographer locally here, but the rest of these names I am not recognizing. So what I did when I first did this search was take these names and then pop them into a separate window. And so I'm going to attempt that again, just to see why I am getting this information. Okay, trying to record with these incognito windows is driving me nuts. But what I wanted to show you is that I took the names that I was given from ChatGPT, put them into a Google search, and found that they are actual photographers, or at least the couple I looked into. So it's recommending actual photographers. It's not that these are just like made up names from ChatGPT. But when I looked at where they're located, this one in particular was based in, I believe it was Toronto, Canada. So not too far away from Detroit, but, you know, 6 hours. I'm certainly not going to be starting my search with Toronto-based photographers when I am, or I'm sorry, I think they were an event planning company, this one. And they, beautiful website, look like they do beautiful work. But again, I'm looking for somebody in the Metro Detroit area or definitely within Michigan. And so that was the most surprising thing when I did this with ChatGPT, finding out that the local search is actually really off. Again, there's no harm in these dead-end searches when looking for vendors. I just really recommend you save your time and stick with the sites that are built out specifically for wedding vendors, like The Knot, Wedding Wire, and Zola. Of course, also check with family and friends that have recently planned a wedding, and you can also hop on IG and TikTok to kind of source for your vendors. I definitely go over more tips on finding your vendor teams in the Planning Collective membership, so if you have more questions, find me over there. Before I wrap up, I do want to point out another amazing AI tool that you can use to plan your wedding, and that is the Wedding Planning ChatGPT feature within the Membership Hub. It works just like the ChatGPT platform you're familiar with, but with one huge exception. All of the answers and responses are pulled directly from the Wedding Planning Blueprint course and the other content within the membership. This means you can trust the answers that are given are based on my professional experience, and it also gives you access to a wedding planner 24/7. Let me show you a quick example. Now, to show you how to best use ChatGPT for your wedding, I'm going to give you a behind-the-scenes tour of the new Wedding Planning Blueprint course. So if you join us in this course, you'll have access to this feature. And right now, it's the only tool out there when it comes to wedding planning that can really give you the answers that you're looking for. So if you're looking at my screen here, this is the Wedding Planning Blueprint course. If you join us, you'll have access to the 5 modules that go over about 6 to 7 hours of content for what you need to know about planning your wedding. When you're logged into your course, again, it will look like this. There are 2 main AI features used in this course. The first one is kind of like an intro to ChatGPT, and that's this search bar. This is very much course specific. If you're looking for something that I mentioned in the course, you simply type it up here hopefully you spell it right. And it's going to pull where I talk about whatever it is that you typed in any of these videos. So this is a good preview of the course here. You can see the different times that I talk about shuttle in transportation when it comes to your wedding. So this was the intro, I would say, to our ChatGPT feature. And I am so excited to show you this part. So down here in the bottom corner, for those of you who have access to the course, you click that. And this is essentially wedding planning ChatGPT. You can type in whatever wedding related question you have, and it's going to pull from my content. So it's not pulling from random articles online or a blog post somebody wrote about their wedding that really isn't expert advice. It's just talking about wedding related content. This is coming from the educational material that I have put together specifically for those who are planning their wedding. So let's say you want to know what time should hair and makeup start. Hit return, give it a couple of seconds, and this tool is going to pull up, based on my content, what the answer to your question is. So it is vetted, it is experienced professional advice that you're getting here, not just answers based on whatever the internet comes up with. Again, serious game changer when it comes to planning your wedding. So let's look at the answer. What time should hair and makeup start? The answer is, when determining your start time for hair and makeup, it's recommended to inform your stylist what time you need to be done by and how many people will be having services done. Each stylist works at a different pace, so they will be able to determine the appropriate start time based on your needs. It's also suggested to allow some buffer time in case of any delays. Now, for those of you who I have worked with, you know that is spot on what I would say. And again, makes sense since it's pulled from my content. Now, if you are a member or if you have joined the course, you can also click references. If you want some more information, this is going to tell you that module 3, lesson 2 is definitely the module to go to get more details on creating your hair and makeup schedule. Now, I want to hear from you. Are you using ChatGPT or other AI platforms to help plan your wedding? Head over to the Wedding Planning Collective Facebook group and share your thoughts there. And if you found this episode helpful, I would love it if you could take a quick second to rate and review. Also subscribe if you're watching on YouTube. It would not only mean the world to me, but it will help others get the wedding planning tips they need. Thank you so much, and I will see you in the next episode.